The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are now tuning in to Insight with DJ 3Ball. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode of Insight. Today, we're going to be talking about a little March Madness, pivoting from our usual NBA content because it is March, and I feel like it is pivotal to talk about March Madness because it is such a wonderful time of the year for collegiate athletes to make a name for themselves on the biggest stage of their lives. Today's game we're going to be talking about is Duke and UConn. I'm going to start off with starting lineups and whoever played either minutes in the game or had a bucket. For UConn, we had their sharpshooter, Alex Camden. We had Terrace Reed Jr., their starting center. We had Silas Damery Jr., guard. Solo Ball, guard. Braylon Mullins, guard. Jaden Ross, Jalen Stewart, Eric Reby, and Malachi Smith for UConn. For Duke, we had the Boozer brothers, that is Cameron and Camden. We have Malik Brown. We have Isaiah Evans. We have Dame Sar. We have Patrick Gongba, Caleb Foster, and Nicholas Kamina. Coming into this game, actually, let me set the stage. This is a Final Four bracket, so Duke and UConn will battle it out. Whoever wins this game is going to the national championship. Duke is sitting at the number one spot, number one seed, and UConn is right behind them as the second seed. So this is 1-2 going head to head for a spot in the chip. Duke sitting at 35-3, UConn sitting at 33-5. So both of these teams combined lost a total of 8 games this season. That is very, very elite. Coming into this game, I would say the highly favored team was Duke because it is Duke. They've been running away with it all season. But UConn, they've had some close battles, pulled out some good games down the stretch, and I think they were really prepared for this game. With that being said, during the first half of this game, I think UConn had one of the worst shooting halves in the tournament. I believe they were 1-16. And I remember their head coach in the post-game interview talking about how he did not know that they were 1-16 at halftime. He knew it was bad, but he didn't know it was that bad, and his assistant coaches would not tell him, keeping him in a locked-in mindset that he has a game to win, and he cannot worry about shooting percentages at this time. And that is really an important job for an assistant coach, to help tune out all the noise that the head coach is probably dealing with so he can lock in and focus on winning the next possession. Possessions, possessions, possessions. But anyway, first half, they shot 1-16, which led to them going into halftime with a 25-point deficit. I don't know what Dan Hurley said to those Huskies in the locker room, but they came out fired up and ready to play. Alex Caravan, he is, I would say, one of the top performers on UConn. Coming into this game, like I said, Duke has their player, Cameron Boozer, but coming into this game for UConn, it was all about Alex Caravan. He's a shooter. He has led them with his tremendous shooting ability and length all the way to the Final Four. Him and, I would say, Terrace Reed Jr. But like I said, 1-16 from 3-point line, that's really Alex Caravan's game, shooting threes, knocking them down, giving momentum to the crowd, fans, his teammates. He really couldn't find a shot this game. He was 2-for-10, 1-for-6 from three. He had three rebounds and three assists, two blocks. No turnovers, which is good in a high-intensity game like this. But 5 points as UConn's leading scorer, I just don't think he showed up for this game. I mean, everyone has an off day, so you can't blame him. This is one of the biggest games of his life. He's been here in this position before, with him being on UConn's team last year, but I just feel like he got lucky. He got lucky. Terrace Reed Jr., the starting center for UConn Huskies. 26 points, 10 of 16 from the field, 6 of 9 from free throws, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 4 blocks, 2 turnovers. I mean, this is a really good game for Terrace Reed Jr. I feel like he took some of the slack from Alex Caravan because his shot wasn't falling. And if you don't know how basketball works, if you're having an off day, it's next man up. We're not going to sit here and wait for you to find your shot. We need to move on because, like I said, basketball is next play mentality. So 26 points coming from the center is really big. I would assume his matchup was Cameron Boozer, seeing as he's the other center on Duke. So for Terrace to have 26 and then Cameron to have 27 on 10 of 21 shooting, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. He did have 4 turnovers, but I feel like I've touched on that. Best player that uses percentage. I mean, if you got the ball in your hands all the time, it's hard not to lose it a couple. But enough about Cameron. His brother, Camden Boozer. Cameron Camden. I know they sound alike, but stay with me. He did have a really good game. 15 points on 28 minutes, 4 of 5 from the field. He made all his free throws, 1 from 1 from the 3-point line, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. And he also had 3 turnovers to his brother's 4. But as a guard, I wouldn't say Camden's stock is as big as Cameron's. And what I mean by stock is his draft stock. So next year, I honestly don't know if Cameron Boozer is coming back to Duke for another year. But Camden, I feel like he's more likely to come back another year because he's not as advanced as his brother. It's just their skill set, player build. It's just he probably has to work a little bit harder. But this is a really good game from him. He did end up having a very costly turnover at the end of the game that would ultimately let UConn hit a game-winning three, but we're not there yet. Isaiah Evans, he was another big name coming into this game. I mean, Duke is just stacked. They're stacked. They're one of the best teams in the country. They're the number one seed for a reason. This is not going to be an easy game for UConn. But yeah, down by 25 at half, come out of the locker room ready to go. Second half starts, and they're just... I wouldn't say they're hitting more threes, because if I go to these team stats, let's see. Man, the entire game, UConn only made 5 threes out of 23. So they were just attacking the paint, playing together, and getting offensive rebounds. Offensive rebounds are probably one of the most important attributes in basketball. Because what is the one word I love to say? Possessions, possessions, possessions. If you are an offensive player and you can go get a tip on that ball and get your team even 1 to 2 more possessions per game, those can be game-changing possessions. Because you want the ball in offense because that's how you score. Going into halftime, UConn was down around 25, with the score being 44-29. In the second half, Duke and UConn, they kind of switched places. Duke had a couple of dry spells, scoring only 28 in the second half, and UConn put up 44. The final score of this game was UConn 73, to Duke 72. Let's break it down. With 30 seconds left, Cameron Boozer makes a two-point turnaround jump shot, putting Duke up 72-69 with 30 seconds left. Huskies call a timeout, blah, blah, blah. They make some substitutions. Cameron Boozer commits personal foul with 10 seconds left on Silas Demery Jr. for the UConn Huskies. Silas makes one of two free throws. There is 10 seconds left. The score is 70-72 with Cameron Boozer's turnaround jumper. There is 10 seconds left. Duke inbounds the ball to Cameron Boozer. He throws it back to the inbounder. The inbounder throws it towards middle court for Caden Boozer. And when he has it at half court, there's about 6 to 7 seconds left. He throws a turnover. UConn comes up with it. UConn comes up with the ball. It finds Braylon Mullins for a three-point shot at the top of the key from very well mid-court from Alex Camden, and he makes it. UConn goes up by one, 73-72, and that is how UConn came back from a 25 deficit at halftime and beat the number one seed, Duke, to move on to the national championship. This is what we call an upset in the business. If you are a higher seed than a seed lower than you, and you, and the lower seed beats the higher seed, especially on a stage like this, it's going to shock the world. Because we love a good upset. Everyone loves a good underdog story. So when UConn came back and did this, it shook the world. Oh my gosh, that shot was legendary. I would also like to add, the player who hit this shot, he was 0 for 4 from 3 before taking this game-winning 3 to send his team to the chip. He was 0 for 4 from 3-point. With this shot, it made him 1 for 5. That's how you stay ready and grab the moment by the reins. He didn't lose confidence. He wasn't thinking about, oh, I missed the last four. I'm not going to shoot this. He shot it, and it was nothing but net. This was a really good game. Dan Hurley was fired up on the sideline, headbutting coaches. But man, March Madness is just one of the best months of the year, in my opinion, especially as a collegiate basketball player. There's so many upsets. We can talk about the other side of the bracket with Michigan and Tennessee. Michigan being the number one seed over there, whooping on Tennessee, the number six seed. And it's just full of different upsets, and you never know. That's the thing. That's why we love March so much, because it's so unpredictable. There's always a Cinderella. There's always upsets. You never know what's gonna happen. Because I promise you, Duke was on a lot of people's brackets this year to go to the Natty, and just like that, they're gone because of one shot. One team didn't give up. One team got too comfortable. That's all it came down to. And UConn, they never gave up.